Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us again my good friend Bruce Topping. He is the national educator for Garden of Life, but because he travels even into Canada and all over everywhere, I like to tease him. I've kind of promoted him on the show as the international educator, Garden of Life. Bruce, how you doing today?
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm always glad to have you. You are a wealth of information and you have studied more than a lot of the people that come on this show. I feel like you're one of the better educated educators. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what does an educator do? I know you go out and talk to stores and owners and what all, and at trade shows maybe. What all do you do, Bruce?
Yeah, so I actually sit down once a month with our kind of formulation team. We have kind of a weekly conference call and we have our product development. I get to kind of put my hands on the new raw materials and learn what's in the funnel and have some influence there. I also fly around and do seminars and lectures for both retail and consumers.
Right.
Mostly store level, but I do get some big, more national events. Yeah, a lot of my favorite stuff is radio because we get to have a lot of outreach and get a lot of good messages out there that you don't get to hear on mainstream news media or that aren't in Women's Day magazine or other places. So
right.
I love doing radio.
You're great at it. You got a great voice. And I know with educators too, a lot of them that I talk to, you, it's where the rubber, what they say, the rubber meets the road, because you actually get to talk to the consumer a lot of times. Sometimes these doctors and scientists, although the doctors get to talk to their patients, but sometimes the scientists really don't get out there to see.
True.
They just look at all the studies, so they kind of do what we used to call dry labbing it. They don't really actually physically get to see, and you get to get a lot of response from the consumer, which I really enjoy. A lot of the other educators do too. Again, it gives you a really first-hand aspect of it. Is that formula really working like the nutritionists and scientists and doctors said, or is, you know, maybe there's something else going on? And that brings up a really good point. We were just talking off air about how some supplements will really work just phenomenally well for one person and then maybe be like, yeah, not so much for another person. And I think it's because everybody is so different. You said something that I really thought was very important, and that's, you know, in the long run, it really does no harm. You will get some benefit, but sometimes people won't get as much as they would like. Unlike with some of the pharmaceuticals that are out there, you pretty much get the same aspect or the same result every time, but then you have to deal with all the side effects. Is there anything more you want to add to that, Bruce?
No, you pretty well summarized it. I would agree. You know, pharmaceuticals are, you know, often vastly powerful.
Right.
And they have pretty consistent responses. They kind of force the physiology into a very specific function or action.
Yeah.
And that can be great. I mean, I'm not anti-drug in all settings, but I would also say that when we use natural medicine, when we use herbs and botanicals and good fats and healthy, you know, nutritional ingredients like broccoli and greens and so on.
Right.
These may not be the therapeutic agent that Advil is in that certain acute setting.
Right.
But it's vastly safer. And often, like you said, there's a lot of biochemical individuality. In other words, you know, how a certain herb or a certain food affects somebody is more nuanced. It's not just hammering one receptor site or one ligand or one gland
or
one organ. It's a lot more diverse. And I think that is actually good. We really want a bunch of chisels working all over the body and not one giant sledgehammer.
Exactly. And we see that. I know my good friend, Dr. Ajay Goyal, he does with the cancer therapy. You know, when you're using holistic herbs, you really have a better, and he's claiming you have a better result, better overall performance than with, you know, the targeted chemo. So, you know, again, we're seeing that in, you know, all kinds of different modalities and different forms of healing when it comes to the holistic. And it's whole. Your body is whole. It's not, you know, one single mechanism or one single, you know, part. It's all interconnected. So this is really going to segue us into and set us up for something that's I'm really excited about. Ashwagandha.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it as, and it is a true adaptogenic. I think, is it David Winston wrote the book on what a true adaptogen, and it was, and we just did a show on it. And back in 1958, I think the Soviet scientists developed the parameters, and I'm not going to go through those again, but basically if it enhances your body but doesn't really change the homeostasis of your body, that is an adaptogen. So it helps your body to really adapt to the environment without really maybe making major changes or losses on anything. Okay, ashwagandha, I've always I usually see that for like thyroid issues or kind of in that area. I guess we should start off. Tell me all about ashwagandha, because this is kind of a basic formulation. It's just got a couple other things, and we'll you can tell us why you've got those in there. But what tell us, I want to know, what do you know about ashwagandha, Bruce?
Yeah, so this is an herb. Like you said, it's an adaptogen. Mm-hmm. There's not many on Earth. Adaptogens are pretty special plants. I think there's like 24 in the whole plant kingdom that we know of as humans.
Well, actually, I think, there's about 8 that are totally classified, and last time I looked, there's about 15, because some of them don't have enough science behind them. There's probably a lot more, but it's we just don't have the science behind it yet. I bet you there's thousands of them out there.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah.
Well, this one's one of the old ones.
Okay.
It's a weird
yes.
name. It comes from the Ayurvedic tradition. It means smells like a horse or strengthen you like a horse. The word ashwagandha comes from old Sanskrit languages. But this is a plant that humans have been using for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, it really does help our body deal with stress, deal with things like anxiety, deal with fatigue, deal with blood sugar imbalance. And that's through the whole adrenal pathway. I'll kind of summarize the studies on this. There's quite a few. One was actually looking at cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and
they
showed in randomized controlled trials that it does lower cortisol significantly.
And again, cortisol, I always remember that as that adds fat to your gut and your butt. It's the gut and butt hormone, and it adds fat in the bad places. So, I've always remembered it as that. Yeah.
Right. And in the way it does that, it shoots up your insulin in quick, rapid bursts in order to get your sugars to flow into these peripheral muscles so you can run or fight. And that's really good if you're in a run or a fight, but it's not so good when you have chronically high cortisol where you're just shoving sugar into the intra-abdominal cavity where you have the most insulin receptors, right?
So right.
Really works on our hormones pretty badly. So lowering cortisol, definitely helpful for stress
so
and anxiety.
So along that line, would this maybe possibly help with weight loss because it's driving that system and keeping you from, adding that extra fat?
So there was a study published on, they called it ashwagandha for stress and weight management.
Uh-huh.
And the end result was that, yes, it did in a statistically significant, I would say substantial way.
Really?
It actually reduced desire or cravings for food in the study subjects. So, it definitely cuts with craving. A lot of people eat because they're looking for reward. It's not because they're actually hungry. It's because life is hard and they're tired and bored and needing a little bit of pickup, a little reward in the brain. And
stress.
It kind of reinforces all these behaviors of overeating and craving sugars and sweets.
Right. The stress eaters. Yeah, I see that. A lot of times people come home and they want that chocolate candy bar or something. So,
I should mention my favorite studies. On ashwagandha, there's a bunch of sexual studies.
Okay.
One where they actually looked at sperm count. And it actually doubled sperm count.
Wow.
A huge increase in semen volume.
So it would be a fertility, definitely, then.
Yeah. And then for females, they actually looked at markers. They did an analysis of improvement compared to placebo. And they were looking at markers in the trial, such as arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and satisfaction.
Right.
I mean, my wife needed to start taking this right away. When I started reading these trials, I was like, this is going to be
awesome. It's in a lot of our female libido formulations.
Right.
I see it come up quite often, more in the thyroid, but again, it definitely helps with the libido, I guess, then.
There's
studies.
Right. I mean, it's for women, it's a lot, it's not like a physiological forcing blood. It's about relaxing their nervous system and allowing the state of arousal to work. Because
I
think so many people, the real issue is that for a lot of women, they can't get in the mood because there's so much
stress.
Environmental demand.
Right.
They're thinking about the kids and the job and the stress and the money and the news and the social media and whatever else is going on in their life.
Bruce, this is exactly because we just did show on female libido, and you're saying the exact same thing that Sarah was saying. In the other show. So, I love this because it really validates to me because, you're both basically nutritional scientists as a sideline, or maybe that's a major thing that you do. You know the studies. You read more studies than I think most people that I deal with. So, again, to hear that validated, to hear that substantiated is really interesting. So you could take this just singularly on its own to maybe for the help with overall energy, obviously, and on the label, it says for stress and mood, so that mood would be enhancing the libido, and obviously I've seen it in a lot of thyroid. Is there anything more you want to tell us about ashwagandha? Are we missing anything?
No, you nailed the thyroid. There is actually published studies on subclinical hypothyroidism.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely improves TSH and T3 and T4 markers. So, it's definitely really good for thyroid performance. A lot of people that do benefit from that. If they're cold and tired and can't lose weight and they're wondering why, sometimes it's the thyroid.
Right. Well, a lot of times I have customers that come in, they have Graves or Hashimoto's, and you really don't want to be, particularly with the Graves, you don't want to be throwing the iodine at them, because that's kind of like putting gasoline on the fire. A lot of times ashwagandha or selenium are two really good things to, as a starting point for that, to get that thing going. Again, this is one of those adaptogenic tonic. Obviously, we sell this product for your company because it is super high quality, but it's extremely bioavailable. And I'm seeing you've got some ginger root and then, of course, your probiotics. Explain the reasons behind all of that and what's going on with that.
Right. Well, we start with the strongest extract ever sold, I should point out. I mean, when you look at the actual with analyte concentrate, it is 30 milligrams. I mean, the industry standard is around 12 milligrams.
What are with analytes?
The
with, it's like with, W-I-T-H-A-N-O-L-I-D-E-S, a scientific, a nutraceutical term. Go ahead, Bruce.
Right, so when you study these molecules called withanolide, these are the sort of active constituent. These are the molecules found in the plant that really bind to a whole bunch of receptors all over our bloodstream, and they influence our nervous system, and they influence a bunch of hormone secretion.
Oh, okay.
And so what we're looking at is trying to get the strongest, most concentrated extract that's really ever been sold over the counter. I mean, this is the type of dosage that you would see in like clinical trials for neuropsychiatrists and neuroscientists.
Right.
So we, as you pointed out, though, we want to take that really super-duper strong extract and combine it with fermented ginger. Ginger attracts blood flow to the stomach and improves circulation and digestion. And then we use probiotics. We use strains that help secrete acids and help break down histamines and help the whole digestive portion. And even our tablet is all super clean. And we actually have a patent on these. They're called clean tablet technology. But it's not just about avoiding the garbage. It's also about making sure it disintegrates and dissolves really quickly. Even if your digestive tract has been through years of low acids and, you know, certain overgrowth and bad stuff.
So the, again, I'm thinking, you know, we keep talking energy. I think this would maybe be good also for the adrenal function, which we'll be talking about next. And I bet this is in the next formula, isn't
it? Yeah, sure. It's one of the main heavy lifters of our next formula.
Yeah. One real quick question on this fermented ginger root. Why not just straight ginger root? Why the fermentation on it? Does that just make it more bioavailable?
Yeah, the bacteria break down some of the cellulose and some of the fiber bonds.
Okay.
So you actually get more of the gingerols and more of those aromatic compounds absorbed. So it just kind of helps the absorption, and it's kind of a pre-digestion a little bit.
Okay, so we've got a formulation that's obviously non-GMO, USDA organic, all the bells and whistles. It's reasonably priced. It is a, we would call maybe a good clinical, or I don't want to call it a high dose, but it is a good substantiated dosage, very bioavailable. It's a one daily, and it's going to digest very easily. I know some, and I take some of your products and some other products. Sometimes I will put a tablet in my mouth, and I'm always very careful about doing that, because I remember one time I was in a big hurry. I put like four gel caps in my mouth and swallowed them, and they stuck together and stuck in my throat, and I almost gagged and died. So I always tell everybody, when you take pills, and some people can't even take pills, but take them one at a time with a nice gulp of water. Don't just, you know, take a handful of pills and chug it all down at one time, because it could cause a bolus or, you know, a blockage, a clump of food in your throat, and that gel that can get sticky and stick in your... I was horrible. I could hardly breathe, and it lasted way too long, and probably a minute
terrifying.
Or so. I was laying on the floor gagging. Thank goodness nobody's around, or maybe there should have been, because maybe they could have done a Heimlich or something on me. So be careful when you take supplements like that. But I've noticed sometimes I will put the supplement in my mouth, and before I can hardly even get it swallowed, it will start dissolving. And I've noticed sometimes with yours, if I hold it there a little bit too long, because it dissolves so rapidly. And I actually like to see that. You know, if you swallow, if something, you're holding it in your mouth and it, you're holding it there for 2 or 3 minutes and it doesn't even get soft or have a taste or anything to it, then you're thinking, man, is this going to even fall apart in my stomach? Obviously, it would, because there's more acid and everything. But it's always nice to see that things start degrading and doing what they're supposed to do very rapidly. And I know a lot of your products are really designed to do that safely and effectively. It's a one a day. Can you take more than that?
You can. Most people are going to stick with one. This is a pretty strong. I mean, these are clinically studied dosages from the single pill per day.
Yes.
There are pretty I mean, I've read dosages where they're growing up to like 14 grams a day, which is almost testing the upper limits of how much is tolerated. And this is an herb that isn't like going to modify any one liver enzyme and shut you down or something. It's not, again, back to our earlier discussion, these are not xenobiotic pharmaceuticals. This is a plant.
Right. How quickly does it act? Is this something that like you take and then maybe the next day you start feeling better? Or is it 20 minutes after it begins to digest you feel something?
I would say it's usually days. I mean, we're shifting hormone rhythms. You might notice your blood sugar or your craving is improved after a day or so. Mm-hmm. But the best results are going to happen over the course of days and weeks.
Right.
I also hear a lot of herbalists suggest that we cycle these adaptogens, that all these sterols that we're putting in our bloodstream, such as with analytes, that we might be better off cycling them, that our nervous system might sort of stop listening if they're always, always, always in the background. So some herbalists say to take these adaptogens for like 1 month and then cut it out for a week and then go back 1 week on, 1 month, I'm sorry, 1 month on, 1 week off, another month on, another week off, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think we've heard that with echinacea, and then they say yes, and in the science you'll read where no, that really isn't necessary.
Controversial,
so
yeah.
It is controversial. Right. I do know historically you probably would not eat exactly this if you were in the wild.
The season.
Yeah, you eat with the seasons. That seems the most logical with me. So this giving it a break every now and then, particularly if you feel like you're not getting anywhere with it or if it's reached a plateau. But again, that's kind of up to you and your qualified healthcare practitioner on what you want to do with that. All right, we've got some more time left here. We're going to go into the next one, which I'm really excited about. And it's these are the My Kind Organics. It's a Garden of Life brand, but how would you classify this? It's a section or department of the Garden of Life, the My Kind?
That's right. Yeah, we started working on the My Kind brand to sort of overhaul a lot of the vitamin sourcing. You know, most vitamins out there at the drugstore are made from rocks and coal tar and corn syrup and yeast.
We
wanted to start organic vitamins where we spec'd out every ingredient. We actually went around the world to create a supply chain that had never existed, you know, right down to the tablet and binders and excipients and glue.
Wow.
Super, super clean. And this one is, I'm excited too, adrenal stuff, right? I mean, I think that most Americans don't spend enough time doing any basket weaving or foraging with the tribe or hanging out in the fire with their loved ones. I mean, most of us just don't have enough time to let our nervous system sort of heal and decompress on a regular basis.
Exactly. And I'm always telling people, if you could just walk in the woods or take a walk. I try to walk my dog every day, and it's good for him, but it's really good for me because I get a half an hour or so of some quiet, peaceful time where I can kind of de-stress. And we are living in an extremely stressful we have so much inundation with all of the software and the technology and everything that's going on in the world, and we need something to help with that. So this particular product, I think, would be very supportive. Now, I'm really, again, this is very unusual to see, like, this has a B complex, which really, and we always talk about that, gets rapidly depleted in any all of the adrenal formulations that we have. And we sell several different brands, and we do that because everybody is different. But in this particular, your product line, I'm seeing it's coming from an organic B complex blend. So you're using something. Tell me about that. What you said a little bit about you're sourcing it and you look real closely at it. So
most B vitamins are made through refining yeast and having them, you know, engineered in order to spit out a certain amine, like, you know, thiamine or something like vitamin B1. What we do is we actually use botanical extracts using hot water to sort of decoct, almost like making tea or making a decoction.
Okay.
And you're getting all the water-soluble B vitamins through just hot water. There's actually no alcohol even. It's an organic process.
Awesome.
Sure. And we can get vitamins straight from, you know, amla berries and lemon peels and guava fruit.
Super
and
it's
really
sources.
A whole new way of making vitamins.
I love when you said amla. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is like one of the best sources, and it's one of the great sources of vitamin C, and it's actually very good for your digestive system and all kinds of things. So it's just absolutely wonderful. Okay, so those are the B vitamins, and I'll list them real quickly. So it's thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, and pantothenic acid, all from this organic B complex. So I think that's absolutely phenomenal. And then we have an organic adrenal blend. Tell us a little bit about that. Now, it's got ashwagandha in it. We just talked about that, so we won't have to go into detail. Let's start with the one that Shazandra, and I know a lot of people joke about that. That's called Shazam. We've talked about that before, but
Shazam.
So
this is ancient Chinese medicine. This was like emperor food. It was actually illegal for common people in China to grow these berries.
Ooh, I want
really
some.
Weird
I want
the
some.
Way they taste. They have like every flavor. You know, a lot of Chinese medicine is built around like the flavors and the kind of the five element theory that there's like bitter and sweet and hot and pungent and you know, kind of umami flavors. And these correlate with different sort of channels in our body, with sort of the ancient view of Chinese medical practitioners back then. And so the Shazandra fruit has some modern studies. And what it does is it actually kind of puts a bunch of these minerals and proteins that affect our nervous system. It's kind of like an adaptogen. Mm-hmm. It's not as well studied as some other adaptogens like ginseng and ashwagandha. But we're making a blend here that's actually sort of based around that old cosmonaut research that you were talking about. The Russians and Northern Europeans have been studying and doing trials on these adaptogens, such as Shazandra berries and rhodiola and ashwagandha, these herbs. And what they're finding out is that they can actually improve tests of standardized test scores on attention, speed and accuracy, of looking at all these markers of fatigue and well-being, you know, how well they're flowing through their day, you know, how well they're carrying through on giant workloads. And we really find that these adaptogens, especially when we blend them together like this with B vitamins, they can really support your nervous system, even when you're going through really challenging, tough times in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And we need that. We need that right now. And we'll just segue right into the rhodiola rosea. That is what the cosmonauts used instead of ginseng and all of that, and it brought better focus. Now, I remember it was your company that had a formulation, or maybe it was New Chapter way back 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, but mm-hmm. I would say maybe 20 years ago came out with a formula that rhodiola kind of was big on the radar. It was the next ginseng and all of that. I remember getting some samples and taking it. I was really getting burned out, and I had to give a late night lecture and kind of be on top of my game. And I thought, okay, I don't want to be jittery. I don't want to be, you know, hyper. I don't want my brain racing, but I want to have focus and clarity. And I took some, and it really did. It was not like drinking coffee or anything like that. It was another one like this Shazandra, which I think Shazandra has kind of a clove, cinnamon, really different taste to it. And that always makes the supplements taste and the palatability of it. It really makes it awesome. So the rhodiola, what else do you know about that? I think it's a phenomenal adaptogen.
So I went through the trials.
Yeah.
There are 8 trials published on rhodiola rosea. Different dosages have been tested. And actually 7 of the 8 trials actually did show an effective response in terms of fatigue, in terms of they're looking at standardized test scores. Different dosages levels have a dose-dependent response. We are using high-quality organic extracts that are standardized. We're not just putting a little bit of crude ground-up root in there. But yes, I mean, overall, I have seen this product over my months of hearing people talk about it. You know, you mentioned that we get to go out there and see a cross-section of testimonials and feedback. We kind of get to see what works and what doesn't work. And I'm hearing a lot of people talk about this product, our adrenal formula, in terms of their blood sugar and in terms of their sleep patterns, that they're waking up feeling more energized and ready to take on the day. You know, this is often measured in cortisol rhythm. We can actually do adrenal salivary indexes on people and kind of assess and test where their cortisol rhythm is at. And it should start off high in the morning and drop down lower and lower, and then by night it's very low so you can fall asleep. A lot of Americans are so worn down that their cortisol rhythm is highly dysregulated.
Oh.
And that's where these adaptogenic herbs can really help. So if you're having something where you're like, if I miss a meal, it's a hair trigger and my blood sugar just drops like a rock.
You get all hangry. Yeah, angry and hungry. Hangry. Yeah.
That might be a sign that you could use some adrenal support. Or if you're like tired all day and then at night you get the second wind and you're ready to take on the day and start writing poetry late into the night, that might be a sign also that your adrenal glands are a little unregulated.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that going on in our society. Blood sugar, fatigue, mental stress and anxiety, problems going to sleep at the right times. I really think most Americans could really benefit from a course of adaptogens here and there. And of all the ones I've seen, there's a lot of good ones. We're not the only game in town.
Right.
I'll never say that.
Right.
But I think we offer a really clean, organic mix
with
probiotics
that, yeah.
and B vitamins that are sourced from the best we can possibly find in the state of the art today.
And super, super high quality. Again, you know, to restate that, I mean, a lot of these are standardized to different things. And the next item up on your ingredient list is ashwagandha. And we've talked about that, but you've obviously got the organic ashwagandha root extract in there. The next one then is organic Eleuthero, and it's also known as Siberian ginseng. Tell us about, there we go. There's the ginseng. You always almost see that in everything because it has been, that was like, I think, one of the very first ones to be classified as a true adaptogen.
That's right. Yeah, it might be one of the granddaddies of the entire adaptogen kingdom. I mean, it's hard to say ashwagandha or Eleuthero, but yes, it actually has good trials. Eleuthero has been studied for prostate health, it's been studied for neurological anxiety, it's been studied for just burnout and exhaustion, and it definitely has, you know, these are not drugs. This is not like if you take Eleuthero that you're going to be like flying all day and you're jittery and heart's racing and, you know, wired for sound kind of feel. This is really going to be more of a subtle thing that just you just kind of feel like that internal energy, like when we were kids and you didn't need coffee. You just woke up feeling like I'm ready to go.
Right.
That's the kind of hormone support we want.
Right. And I've noticed that with a lot of the supplements that I take. Sometimes that first day I really don't notice too much, but the second day I'm like, you know, I'm starting to feel better. I noticed that when I first started taking the CBD. And the first time I took it, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, thinking in your mind because it's from hemp, oh, I'm going to get high, but you don't. And the second day I thought, you know, I feel just a little bit better. Now, this also has the organic B complex. I see it's got a little bit of holy basil leaf in it, which in and of itself is, you know, it is phenomenal. We've talked about it on this show before. Little guava fruit and lemon peel. I guess the vitamin C would be synergistic. What's the guava in there for?
Yeah, those are just the sources of the B vitamins.
Okay.
We have to call out where those B vitamins
were
sourced from.
Wow.
So it's just that's the actual botanical sourcing.
Oh, that is just so awesome. So you're getting all that benefit there. And then, of course, you have the probiotics in here. And again, that's to aid in the absorption and digestion of all of these compounds and holistic herbs, adaptogenic herbs.
Yeah, make some acids and enzymes and then help the digestive tract break these down and get them into the bloodstream.
Oh, so awesome. Now, I'm just thinking this obviously would be for energy, but it may help you with your sleep, which would give you more energy. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, energy is such a weird thing.
Yeah.
That when people used to come into the store and say, I have low energy, what should I do? It's like, well, is it blood sugar? Is it iron? Do you have low thyroid? Is
not
it
sleeping?
Is it, you know, like there's really about 20 different things that can be going awry.
Yeah.
And so this one is working on the adrenal pathway. It's going to help with blood sugar and circadian rhythm and sleep quality. So it's a multi-pronged approach here. This is not a one-trick pony, and that's what I love about adaptogens. They kind of make some subtle alterations across many different channels, many different pathways in our body.
So they tend
to help people, and even with diverse conditions, different types of ailments and different types of imbalances, they all can work with these adaptogens.
Bruce, that's awesome. We are out of time. Thank you so much for the information. You know, again, you've given us some phenomenal information today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Life just got a little better. Thanks to Merry Man Earth.